T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Weight Watchers is targeting a new set of clients, children. The weight loss company has introduced a new app, which it says is intended to help kids and teens reach a healthier weight. Is this a good idea? For some answers, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Liz Applegate with the Nutrition Department at UC Davis, Director of Sports Nutrition there. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So this emphasis on weight, what do you think about that for younger children whose bodies really haven't fully developed?
Well, it's a concern. We do know that many children are overweight, approximately 1 in 3, and this has the potential of leading to some serious concerns as a child grows up, various chronic diseases. But they're at a tender age that calling out their weight, commenting too much on those parameters of foods that they're choosing and criticizing, research shows that can lead to disordered eating and then full-on eating disorders such as anorexia and bulimia, chronic binge purge type of eating disorder.
Do you know what this app does, how it works?
Yes. I applaud Weight Watchers for wanting to address this important population. The way the app works is to input the types of foods that you're eating, and they get a simple ranking that's based on a traffic light approach. So green means good, like go, as if you're stopped at a traffic light. Yellow is caution, and red is avoid. And they're trying to encourage children to categorize foods so that they eat more of the green foods, such as fruits and veggies and lean protein sources, and less of those foods that are laden in fat, such as French fries and many of the candies and things that they may be choosing. So that's the approach. The question is, we know it does work for adults a little bit. We know there's some evidence to show the traffic light is a simple way to do it, but we don't have the long-term evidence that this is going to work in children and that it will help them long-term be a healthy weight.
Yeah, and is this something that they're going to market directly to children? Are they going to market it to the parents, then the parents would tell their kid to do it?
Yes, they're marketing more to the parents because hopefully parents are monitoring what apps go on their children's phones, or, you know, it just depends on how they control their technology in the home. But for me, that's a concern because a parent may look at this and go, oh, well, this is so obvious. Let me use this traffic light approach because I can't be with my child all the time to help them decide what to eat and what not. And my comment to parents, caregivers, single or paired, however anybody's family household works, it's your child's weight and their health is a 24/7 observation and example. Parents and caregivers need to be setting examples for their children by choosing healthful foods, by getting outside and choosing to be active rather than being sedentary. So it's not just what you put in your mouth. It's all day that we want to lead healthier, more active lifestyles. And an app's not going to transform anyone's life into that.
Right. I mean, you can't sit around and eat this stuff yourself and then say, hey, you're a fat kid, so you be on a diet while the rest of us eat this way.
Exactly, Rebecca. It's a concern that we're making it so simple down to an app. And how do you think that 10-year-old child will feel if their parent says to them, what a failure you are because this didn't work either for you, this app? And that concerns me because that can have lifelong implications of a child potentially feeling worthless, potentially feeling like they're the one at fault. And besides, when a child goes through puberty, they normally put on weight, and a parent may not realize that this weight gain is normal. It's normal maturation. Certainly too much isn't, but they need medical advice, not the app's advice, to be able to curtail this.
Thanks for talking to us, Liz Applegate with the Nutrition Department at UC Davis.